Good nights
with Bridget Hustwaite.
Triple J.
Thanks so much for hanging out on Triple J with us tonight. Where are you right now?
Of course. I'm in LA. I'm actually in the studio right now.
Are you? What are you working on?
I'm working on just new music already, working on an album, hopefully.
So. Oh, she does not stop. You just punched out your Paranoia EP and you're already working towards the record. So, I mean, can we already expect some different sounds on that, or is it just a continuation of what you've explored through this EP?
It's definitely a continuation, but I think there's also going to be like a lot of new stuff and also the same stuff, but like leveled up.
Hey.
I don't know, just continuing with the same sound, but also just like making it sound so like different. It's not going to be the exact same.
Yeah, totally. Oh, that's so exciting that you're already working on it. But yeah, let's take a moment to enjoy this EP that just recently came out, Paranoia. And we're going to play Crash and Burn in a minute. But first, really just want to get to know you and your story. So I guess let's kind of get an idea, you know, Maggie growing up, getting into music. What were you like? What was your relationship with music like?
I always loved music. Like, there's so many videos of me as a little kid, like, singing and trying to, like, sing different lyrics. Like, I was always changing lyrics to songs and, like, making them my own. And I always loved music. I always wanted to be a singer. Like, I knew I wanted to be a performer. And I don't know. It wasn't until, like, I got a little older that I realized that it could actually become something. It was always just something I liked doing, like choir, just singing in my room or whatever. It was just always like a hobby of mine.
Yeah, awesome. I want to talk about the kind, you know, the styles of music that you were listening to, because I feel like you're a bit of a mixed bag, Maggie. You know, this EP is just an absolute belter. We've got some real pop punk slammers on there. A few years ago, you had a bit more of a pop oriented sound, but you love musicals too, right? I read something about like Phantom of the Opera. Like, what were you listening to?
Yes. Yeah, so I love Phantom of the Opera, which, yeah, it's so random. But growing up, I had it on like on DVD. And I would just watch it all the time.
Jared Butler as Phantom.
And I loved, yes, oh my God, yes, so good. And I loved it. Like, yeah, I know, literally. It's just, oh, it's so good. And like the music's amazing. The clothes are amazing. The sets are amazing. Like everything about it, I just was like in love with. And then also when I was little, like my mom would force me to go to like, you know, like I've been to like orchestras and I've been to like, you know, all that. And I don't know, I just like grew to love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love Phantom, man. I've got a real soft spot for musicals. I love Wicked and Rent and Phantom and just the theatrics of it, yeah?
So good. I know, it's just like so dramatic and overplayed. I just love it.
Yeah. But hey, let's talk like wind it back a few years ago. So we had Pretty Girl, which was a really huge track. And then we've kind of made this jump in genres and embracing more of this pop punk sound. And yeah, I know you always wanted to make music, but like what got you here to this point with the Paranoia EP and this sonic territory that we're now finding ourselves in?
Well, I've always loved pop punk. Like I grew up listening to a lot of rock music. Like my dad loves alternative. My mom loves rock. My brother likes like old rock, like metal music. Yeah, a lot of rock music was played in my house. And then I got into pop punk in like eighth grade and then ninth grade and, you know, then on out. I've just always loved pop punk. And I don't know, I just wasn't happy with the music I was making for a really long time. And I just loved pop punk. And I was like, you know, I'm just gonna do it. Like, I'm just gonna try it. I just never thought it was something that I could do. So yeah. I never tried it. But I think just as I've grown and like developed my own individuality, and just my own sound, like my own taste, I don't know, I just think that that's like not a lane I want to be in. Like, I want to be like authentic to myself, and I want to create music, and I want to like do things myself.
Yeah.
So it was cool for the time, but you know, we grow up. So
totally. Look, everything's still a hit, man. All the songs you punched out are great. Yo, it's Bridget. It's Triple J Goodnights. We just heard Crash and Burn by Maggie Linderman. She's hanging out right now. Maggie, this one's taken off your debut EP, Paranoia. It just came out. Absolute belter. Like, the chorus is soaring. Like, the notes that you are hitting are insane. I can just imagine how liberating it would feel to punch this one out. Like, how did it feel recording this and, you know, I suppose getting it all out? Because it really sounds like an emotionally charged song, you know?
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, everything that I've written, everything on paranoia is like super close to me and stuff that I've actually been through. And, it's all based on my life. So when I actually get to record it, it's like the most fun for me because I just get to like go crazy. So yeah, with Crash, it's like I loved recording that one. That's like literally my favorite one to record just because of those notes I got to hit. I
Yeah.
love to belt. So that was like so much fun for me.
Yeah, and so this one was co-written by Alex Leahy, who's a super popular Australian artist, and she lent a hand on Knife Under My Pillow as well, right? How did this all come about?
So we actually a while ago had heard a song by her. I think it was like a demo or something, and I was just I loved it. And it took a while to actually get in the studio just because she's obviously in Australia.
Yeah.
And this is like pre-COVID, so we kind of were just waiting for her to come over. And then when she got here, we just had some sessions, and it was like every session we did together was good. Like we got a song, and I actually just had a session with her today. And I don't
Oh,
know, it was really good. I feel like every time I have sessions with her, like we just get really, really cool stuff, and she's really talented. So it's always fun to work with people that are just like super talented and in the same genre as you, and like in the same lane.
yeah. Oh, dude, we need a Maggie Alex co-headline tour, like when it's safe for you to come over here, because that would be so good.
That would be so sick. I would love to come to Australia. I've never been, so it would be really cool.
Yeah, hopefully we can get you over soon so we can hear this EP in the flesh. Before I let you go, because I know you
Thank
are in the
you.
studio working on all this new stuff for the debut album, which is so cool. If you could think of, I guess, the main takeaway from this EP, what's probably like the biggest thing that you've taken away that you're bringing into the album, I guess, in terms of, personal growth and development as an artist? I know sonically it's a bit of a continuation in a sense, but what's the biggest thing that you've learned from, putting together a whole body of work?
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely confidence in like my art, because for a long time, like I just didn't feel very confident in what I was doing and I just like
Really?
wasn't happy with it. So I think like it definitely gave me this like new sense of confidence. And also, I think just like, I don't know, it definitely helped me grow as an artist, because before this, I felt like I was like in it, but I wasn't in it like I am now. And I wasn't as like emotionally attached to the things I was doing. So now it just feels like this, I don't know, it's just like this crazy shift. And like also it's about finding like people that I feel like just get the vibe and just understand you and aren't trying to like change what you're doing to make it like their own, but like just listening to you. And I just feel like for a while I don't know, I just didn't really find my vibe yet. And I just feel like now I actually, yeah, it's like surrounding yourself with the right people and like a cool settings and places you just feel like welcomed and comfortable.
Totally. It's so important to get to that place, and I'm really glad you have. Maggie, you're killing it, and we're so glad that you are punching out all of this epic music. I'm excited to hear more with the album that you're working on, but we're enjoying this EP, and hopefully, yeah, more cool collabs with Alex Leahy. You guys, it'd be awesome if you did like a song together with both of your vocals, man. Dream team.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, she's literally so sick. So, for sure.
Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with us on Triple J tonight. Hopefully, we'll chat soon.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Triple J Goodnights with Bridget Huswaite.